we are cool because we hang out with people with bands like Die Rockers Die who came in here. They're big supporters of Kill Radio. They played for us at the Echo benefit that we did in January.
Yep.
And they're here to share some new material and some updates on how the band is going. You know what? I'll even bring up their mics.
Hey, can you guys talk?
Hello, cool sound. Like that. Sound. Yeah. Hello, sound check.
Check.
Reality check.
So how about a little introduction? Who are you? What do you play?
I'm Champ. Yeah, I play with my voice and myself.
Hi.
And guitar.
And I'm Oliver, and I also play guitar and some other stuff.
And I'm Stacy, and I do backup.
From La Cañada.
And I'm tambourine.
So Die Rockers Die has gone through a couple of different forms, right?
Incarnations.
Like, yeah. Incarnations.
Since evolutions.
Since we started, we basically had like 30 lineups. We're total dicks and assholes.
But did it start with you two guys? Are you like the last remaining survivors?
Yeah, we both basically come from the Philippine music scene, whatever that means. But we came here in like 2002, and that's when we started in Long Beach, actually.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All places, Long Beach.
Yeah.
Home of Snoop Dogg.
Nice. And then and you guys teamed up with some other local indie bands in the Central Second Collective, right?
Yeah.
Like the Onders and One Trick Pony and all them.
They were like friends of, I think they, like Rob, like was the one that first like approached us. So, which was weird because nobody really wanted to approach a band like us back then. But
and why was that? Because you guys were doing something that no one else was really doing, huh?
I guess we were just doing what we normally do. I guess people like them, they found something in it, which I really still couldn't figure out what, but...
Did you have any idea what you, like, was it totally experimental for you guys? Or, I mean, did you think of yourselves as a band, as a rock band?
We've always,
what?
Like, I don't know. How do you think? We're just giving our all. We always give it our all. And always give it straight from the heart.
So what do you think they saw in that giving of all that, I guess they basically invited you to be part of their collective, right?
Yeah, they invited us. And
they invited us. They invited us, like, I think because they said they don't take no for an answer.
Oh, that's...
And, like, yeah, Sarah said it, so we're kind of like, okay, we're like...
So they strong-armed you into the collective.
Yeah, we're kind of easy just like that. It's like, yeah, we're in.
And just so our listeners kind of understand, the Central Second Collective is how many bands now? It's,
I think it's like five bands, something like that, yeah.
And
yeah, five or six. Five.
And they just added the Henry Clay people.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Another one.
I think so, yeah. I'm not even sure.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been doing the Die Rockers Die project?
Since 2003, I guess. Yeah. 2003. It's just we just wanted to kind of like have an outlet to do like two of the things we love doing, which is like play music and fuck with people's heads.
Nice. On that note, let's listen to some of your music. Should we play a track, or you guys want to do a live thing first?
We can play some track.
All right. You brought a CD. Is this a new song? Are we gonna?
Yeah, we've been doing lots of recordings lately. With just like different people, so this is what track? The first track?
Yeah,
I think it's the first track.
I don't know what's the title of that one.
I think I Want to Be Like Everybody Else.
Cool.
That's the track. It's
And you guys are at MySpace/DieRockersDie, right?
Die Rockers Die.
Yeah.
All right, check it out. You're listening to here on KillRadio.org. Die Rockers Die.
Thank you.
And we're back on here on killradio.org, hanging out with Die, Rockers Die. And that's a brand new track that we just laid on you. And all this material is available at your website, dierockersdie.com and myspace.com.
The new stuff is not available yet.
No?
But like all of our older recordings, we've done, yeah. Everything
they're
is
like,
up.
Right there, like, we got it.
Talk in the microphone, please. Please talk in your microphone.
So we're giving it away for free, so download it, whatever.
Yeah. And you guys planning a bunch of shows coming up to sort of promote this new incarnation of the band and new
music?
We're
still like figuring out like songs to play. We're actually just getting together for the first time this week, so that's something to look forward to. It's like new people, new faces, new attitudes.
Cool.
Yeah, the songs that we have recorded is not like a full lineup. It's just like whoever jams with us is there, and then we just always record and then try to see what we can, what we have.
And we were chatting a little bit while we were listening to that song, but you guys kind of have a unique recording process that's different from a lot of other bands, where you just kind of like lay it all out there and kind of go with the flow. It's not, you don't get very technical about it.
We don't want to dwell too much on the like details per se, because it would render us like, instead of like doing that, we tend to use that energy to kind of like create more and just constantly like, it's better to just keep creating and like hoping that we kind of like just have like in 10 like songs, there's like one that will be kind of really
Or hit
mind
single.
Fuck. Like
your
a
hit
mind
single?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Hit single for like K-Rock. Yeah.
Yeah, for corporate radio. And we'll hear it like every, you know, every 5 minutes.
It'll be play like, it in the malls.
Totally.
That's what we want.
It'll be your song, and then it'll be like a radio ad for car insurance.
Yeah.
And then
you'll hear
that's what we're going for.
Yeah.
You'll hear it at
secretly.
And then we'll hear your song in the commercial for the car insurance, and then we'll hear your song again.
That's what we really fantasize about deep
awesome.
Inside.
I can't wait to hear that TGI Fridays.
Applebee's. what do you guys think, though, about, like, you know, as an indie band in L.A., like, where do you go? Obviously, your aim isn't to get on K-Rock.
Yeah.
It isn't to be on the cover of Rolling Stones or whatever. Like, but you want some sort of attention. You want people to notice what you're doing.
I think, like, most for me, like, it's like, the way we started the band, we want to inspire like people to kind of like, because I think there's a certain like mentality that only musicians can play like or make music. It's like, because I've never really considered myself a musician, and like, but now I've kind of like thought differently about that. But it's like, you can make music if you have like the right, like your heart in the right place, and just do it. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do a certain thing just because you lack certain abilities or technical standards, like, you know.
Somebody's phone's about to ring.
Whose phone is that?
It's Chan's phone.
Why did that happen?
People from K-Rock are calling me, sorry.
You really don't know why that happens?
Well, it's radiation or something?
Yeah.
Like nuclear
it's
energy?
It's the government. No, it's just because, you know, it's wirelessly connected and the
but
signal...
But it always makes speakers...
It gets, it, the speaker picks it up.
Interesting.
It's like, I remember you used to listen to, like, you listen to a CD and it would, your speaker would be picking some weird signal from a radio station somehow.
Satellite transmissions from
outer
space.
Always, yeah, and it would always be a Mexican language station when I was a kid. It would always be some Mexican station. Good see.
This happened to me the other day on Is Good. I was plugging in the mic, and I guess the mic in Channel 3 wasn't plugged like all the way in.
Right.
And it started picking up a Spanish language radio station. I pulled all the lines down.
And it was still
And this
in.
Guy, he's like a singer-songwriter, acoustic guitar. And like he's playing in the beginning of a song. And I keep hearing this Spanish-speaking woman. And I'm like, where the hell is it
coming
from? And you could see it. You could see it like
right.
on the board.
Oh, right.
And then finally, like I just sort of like... Like just jammed the thing in and it went away. But somehow
I think also it's because the stations that I'm a lot of the stations out in Mexico, they over push their signal.
Yeah.
Against
like
what
right down there.
Against what we're allowed to hear by the FCC, how we're controlled by the FCC to do. So they bleed over into
it's really close. It's just down the block.
Exactly.
All right, you guys wanna do some live stuff?
Yeah.
All right, what are you gonna play for us first?
We're gonna play a song called like Dirty Thoughts. It's about perverts.
Awesome.
Meaning you guys.
Yes. Hold on, let me get my pants off. Okay, let's go.
Hello. Thank you.
sexual deprivation. This generation's latest titillation. All the time, dirty thoughts are in my mind. Dirty thoughts are in my mind all the time. All the time, dirty thoughts are in my mind. Dirty thoughts are in my mind all the time. Oh, this is perfect, but we're hypocrites. Mild-mannered innocence, the good-looking bit. The deprivation of sexual titillation. This generation's fucked up fascination all the time. Dirty thoughts are in my mind. Dirty thoughts are in my mind all the time. All the time. Dirty thoughts are in my mind. Dirty thoughts are in my mind. Of sexual titillation, this generation's latest fascination all the time. Dirty thoughts are in my mind. Dirty thoughts are in my mind all the time. All the time. Dirty thoughts are in my mind. Dirty thoughts are in my mind all the time. All the time. Dirty thoughts are in my mind. Dirty thoughts are in my mind all the time. All the time. Dirty thoughts are in my mind. Dirty thoughts are in my mind all the time.
Most you could do with two chords.
Finally, a song about revolution. Me. So
a song about us all, John.
Really?
About us all.
What is your sort of process like, guys, in terms of writing? Like, do you guys come up with the words first or the music first?
It varies. Some songs, like we
please talk in the microphone.
It varies. Like, sometimes, like, Oliver comes up with all this crazy, amazing ultra-electromagnetic guitar hooks. And we're like, that's too ultra-electromagnetic. We're not going to play it. But no, yeah, we kind of, like, vary from, like, song to song. Sometimes, like, come up with, like, a line, or, like, we come up with a hook. Or we just listen to our favorite records and, like, kind of copy them. And, like, kind of, like, cut and splice and, like, oh, that hook can be used in this part.
Yeah. Huh. Especially for the new recordings we're doing.
Yeah, we're just
like, all the songs are different. Like, some of them we just, like, jam out with everybody. Or sometimes, like, if there's a party, we just pull out acoustic guitars and we have, like, people in the background.
Yeah.
And we just record.
I'm going to engage other people to kind of like take part, participate or partake at least, you know, kind of like, because I think that's the problem too, like the whole music making process. It seems like a elitist, like, oh, you're like
there's
an
this
artist.
There's big separation
like
between.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
There's like, the person up on stage and then there's the audience.
You know, you want to like, hey, like you can be here too if you want. If you want it that bad, like, you know, it's like, do it. Just do it.
Right.
Do it. Do it.
I actually like, I don't know if you've ever seen this live, when bands blur that line where the audience is and they are.
Yeah.
I saw it once at Spaceland. This girl was just performing by herself. She almost didn't fit up with the lineup, but she was kind of doing this R&B kind of dancey hip-hop kind of thing. And then at one point, she just invited everyone on stage, and it was at Spaceland, which isn't the hip-hop, you know, kind of Power 106 crowd. But they, all these hipsters went on stage and just start dancing like they're in a music video. It's the most beautiful thing I ever saw, because it was all about just having fun, you know?
That's what we love about, like, performing, too.
Yeah.
Like, getting people, like, hey, because, like, you would think, like, people, like, devote their attention and time to kind of, like, watch you, like, if I was the, like, you know, like, because, like, I relate to it, like, when I go to shows and how I feel about, like, what I'm experiencing as a viewer, because most of all, like, more than anything else, like, we are, like, music lovers
but you like to see a good show, you know?
Yeah,
like,
you want to give it what you want to be, like, you want to kind of, like, experience, you really just, like, so we're just basically doing what we want to see.
Nice.
I don't know if that's the way to describe it, but
So you guys want to do another song?
Yeah,
sure.
We could do like last song. There's like,
we have only two songs. We have
just prepared two songs because we got.
That's cool. The show ends at 4, so. Oh.
But this is gonna be long because this is like a Meatloaf like classic. No.
Awesome. So, are you guys working on an album? By the way, is this something you're gonna, like, people are gonna buy this?
Hopefully by this year.
We're kind of gonna feel bad giving it away.
Yeah, it's weird because we're realistic about it in the sense that we're not really gonna be kind of like a band where you would see in like any kind of like, you know, we're not having that kind of aspirations. Maybe I'm just lying, but you know, I'm saying like because we work jobs and we're realistic. Like I see myself as like working, and then like we do this because we love it. It's not like we have hopes of kind of like getting.
We're not looking forward to selling CDs or anything. We just
so we do it for free, kind of like we want to inspire. Maybe the people we inspire, they can like be big.
They can go out and
that will be our gratification.
And they'll thank you when they get their Grammy. You know?
And you'll be like a bitter 40-year-old. Yeah. Like, fuck, I started that shit.
I like to thank Die Rockers Die. Awesome. So, what's this called, this song?
It's called Television Worship. It's,
All right, whenever you're ready, check out DieRockersDie.com, MySpace.com/DieRockersDie.
Worship the television.
worship the television. Worship the television. Worship the television. Worship the television.
Reality TV, the shit.
Directors Die.
All my favorite singers couldn't sing.
I want to go home and watch TV.
Oh, by the way, rest in peace, Lee Hazelwood. He passed away, I think, the past two weeks ago. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. Like, it's one of my...
All right. Directors Die. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us, man.
Let us know when we can get some of that free music off you to play on our show.
Yeah,
we'll probably send you some more like CDs, so you'll be expecting some like our like 2,000 other projects.
And do you have any gigs like already booked, or are you just working on that?
No, we're still kind of like formulating what the like new lineup's gonna
do. We don't have we have no idea yet.
Yeah. that's something we're kind of excited about too.
Depends on the people we jam with.
Thank you a lot, man. Mark,
thank you.
John, thanks a lot, man.
Thanks, awesome. You guys.
Glad we'll keep in touch, guys.
Die Records Die.
DieRecordsDie.com, MySpace.com/DieRecordsDie.